So today I'm going to talk about pretty much Fusarium oxysporum, Formosphaeus vasinfectum. I'm going to call it FOV, germination and vigor assay, seed inoculation, FOV and carpal wall, various seed treatment including hot water treatment, potato dextrose, broth, bleach, and fungicide. So Fusarium wilt caused by Fusarium oxysporum, Formosphaeus vasinfectum. Currently, there are six nominal races. Many are unnamed genotype. Race 1, race 2, race 3, race 4, race 6, and race 8. Many are present in the U.S., but race 4, the most virulent race, is restricted to California. Unlike other races, race 4 can cause severe symptoms in cotton, especially Pima cultivars, in absence of root knot nematode. So some symptoms you might see is wilt, vascular discoloration, interveinal and marginal leaf chlorosis and necrosis, plant death in some cotton cultivar. So Fusarium wilt is very devastating because the disease is very difficult to manage. Once a field becomes infested, there are no effective means to eradicate the pathogen from the field. FOV also persists in soil indefinitely because of its ability to survive as a saprophyte on crops and weed. Also, it overwinter as chlamydospores. It spread relatively easy by seed, infested soil, and crop debris. Detection of FOV in seed is possible, but due to the large size of cotton, large size of planting, sampling a seed a lot makes seed assay problematic. So FOV is seed one. You see individual hot spot right here is caused by seedborne, planting infected seed. FOV spread rapidly, so after the first year of inoculation, so like it's seedborne right here, so second year will grow, third year, and so on. So for the germination assay, we want to see if hot water hurt the germ and the vigor of the seeds. So we use acid-delint cotton of both upland and Pima variety. We immerse it in water for 38 Celsius, 55 Celsius, 60 Celsius, 65, 70, and 90 Celsius. Seed were immersed for a fixed amount of time, which is 105 second, 10 second, 10 minute, or 20 minute. Remove and cool down for 5 minutes in a 4 liter of 24 Celsius distilled water. Seed were then dry for 3 days in a seed dryer or laminar fluid. So this is the various treatment that we did for germination and vigor assay. So all treatment were followed by 5 minute cool down at 23 or 24 Celsius. 200 seeds of each variety per treatment, and each treatment was repeated 6 times. Both upland and Pima variety were used. So right here is our germination and vigor assay. Treatment 1, 2, and 3 germination vigor were not affected by 20 minutes in 55 Celsius or 60 Celsius. 11 is non-treated control. So now, since we know that at 55 and at 50 Celsius, it does not hurt the germination and vigor, we need infected seed. So we went out and inoculate a lot of bowl. We use Acala Phytogen 725. The bowl were at least in 2.5 centimeter in diameter. They were injected with a syringe and needle 1 to 3 times with 5 microliters of 10 to the 4 CFU per mil of FOV race 4. The mature bowl were hand harvested, gin, delinted in sulfuric acid, rinsed with water, and neutralized in dried in a seed dryer. So this is us inoculating cotton bowl. This is our field trial. And this is a cross section of inoculated bowl. So if we inject it once, we get pretty much this lobule that's colonized by Fusarium, twice and 3 times. So this is when we harvest the field, hand harvest. So this is when the bowl is dry. So we want to know if Fusarium crossed the carpal wall, which not that much work has been done on it. So we went on ahead and played out each locu. So each locu from eight inoculated bowl were hand delinted, played on Kamada medium. Two mock inoculated bowl were used as control. Also two non-inoculated bowl were used as control. This was repeated three separate times. So pretty much each locu we put onto a different Kamada plate. So we found that FOV race 4 was detected 100% in this two locu and 87% here. So detected mean at least one seed was infested. So a subsample of 50 Fusarium colony were confirmed to be race 4 with race 4 primers. This is it going out on plate. So now since we know that 60 Celsius and 55 Celsius doesn't hurt the germ, we went ahead and did a hot water treatment for them. So 400 seed per treatment, replicated 6 times. Seed were dried 3 days in seed dryer or laminar flow hood. 7 treated seeds were placed on each plate of Kamada medium and incubated at 24 Celsius under continuous light. Seeds were monitored for Fusarium at 7 and 14 days. So we found out that at 60 Celsius, the infection was reduced from roughly 11 to 5. So error bar or standard deviation. And this is based on a Tukey test. So letter with a different letter or have a significant difference, pretty much. So this year we went on and we did some pre-treatment. We did a non-treated, a bleach for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and diluted potato dextrose broth for 1, 2, and 3 hours. So the bleach, the idea of the bleach is to see if we can worn down the seed and then treat it with hot water. And the PDB is a nutrient to cause the Fusarium to germinate from the comedo spores, so heat can be more effective. So this is a 20-minute 60 Celsius hot water, but we treat it with PDB for an hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, or non-treated. So we found out that for 1 hour, we reduce it from 36 to roughly 11. For 2 hours, we reduce it to 8. For 3 hours, we reduce it to roughly 6. But at 3 hours and PDB, the germination and vigor were effective. So we went on and we did 20 minutes in hot water, but treated the seed with bleach beforehand, and we found out there's pretty much no significant difference, except in 10-minute bleach followed by 60-minute in hot water. With 15 minutes, the seed germ and vigor were affected. So the actual seed treatment is 20 minutes at 60 Celsius, or bleach for 5, 10, or 15 minutes at 60 Celsius, and fungicide slurry at 60 Celsius. So this is PDB soaked for 1 hour at 60 Celsius. So the water bath is PDB itself. At 5 minutes, we found out that it reduced 5 minute bleach. We found out that from 36, it reduced it to roughly 28. This is not as good as the control. So it's a B. At 10 minute bleach, hot water bleach, we reduce it to roughly 18. 15-minute bleach was the best one. It was reduced to 12%, but it hurt the germination and vigor. This is 60 Celsius bleach without being treated with PDB. So 5 minutes in hot water bleach, it only reduced it to 29. 10 minutes reduced it to 15, and 10 minutes reduced it to 22. And 15 minutes reduce it to 16. Bleach wasn't good. Hot water bleach wasn't a good treatment. So we went on and did different fungicides. We tried Topsin, Mertec, Canyon Ball, Quadris, water, and non-treated control. So Topsin was the best treatment. It reduced it to roughly 5% from 36. Mertec is the second best one, and Canyon Ball, and then Quadris. So we went on to treat the seed with PDB, then add bleach, so 1 hour, then add fungicide. 1 hour PDB followed by 60 minutes in fungicide slurry, reduce it to roughly 6%, 2 hour reduce it to roughly 5%, and 3 hour reduce it roughly to 2.5%. However, at 2 hour, the germination and vigor were affected. So a subsample of all of the fusarium that grown out on the Kumato plate were confirmed to be race 4 with race 4 primers. This is the culture that was grown out. So we found out that Fusarium oxysporum spread easily by infected seed. Seed germination were not affected by 20 minutes in 60 Celsius hot water in 60 Celsius. In the 60 Celsius hot water bath, seed infection was reduced by 10.5 from 10.5 to 4.6. Seed soaked in 0.3x PDB prior to hot water or fungicide treatment showed the most reduction in seed infection. However, seed germination and vigor were reduced. Hot water bath with toxin fungicide amended was the best treatment. Seed infection was reduced from 36.7 to 5.4. Thank you. And any question? Yes.
What kind of infection do you get in seed from a natural setting?
So very, very, very low, like 0.001 or 2.003. It kind of depends on the field. And even to get this level, you have to modify the condition, like add humidity to the air. So statistically, this thing, it can pretty much effectively get rid of that 0.1%, 0.0001%.